Finn Harps club secretary, looking ahead to the start of another season, and some interesting points made in that wee press conference there, John. But one thing that struck out was your insistence that the supporters, just because Finn Harps are now back down in the first division, the supporters still have such an important part to play in the season ahead.
Yeah, they have a huge role to play, and Dermot probably has got bigger over the last two years or so, because you have us trying to put a structure in place for Joe with the 19s, Declan with the 17s, Kevin with the 15s, and another manager to be appointed in June. So we're trying to get to the stage where more and more young players come through, but those players need support. We need support to develop those underage structures financially, but equally, when those players, the point I was making there earlier on, those young players need the support on the night. They need the support now of those people out to urge them on in the night. There are a lot of young lads coming in through that team this year. They'll have good days, they'll have bad days. Edfield Park, they'll be in front, they'll be behind. And I think this year, it's very, very, the supporters have a huge role in encouraging that young team on. Pat, you have leaders on the field like we talked about there, the O'Connors, Paddy, etc., Keith. But you also have a big sprinkling of young lads going to be involved in this year. And I think personally, I think there's a huge role for the Finn Harps supporters to come out there and support that team this year.
Yeah, and with a decent home gate comes extra finances as well for the club, which is key, John.
Well, that's the thing about it. I mean, you know, people are going to see at the AGM in a couple of weeks that it cost approximately, for example, an underage almost €70,000 to run the underage structure. Now, that's just one side of it. Ollie talked about, for example, strengthening, maybe potentially strengthening the squad going forward at the break. That's totally dependent on the support base that's going to come out between now and that. There is no magic way that the board can generate another X number of thousands. We can look at all the fundraising events I think we have, but the easiest, simplest way and the most important way for the club still is for people to come into Finn Park on a Friday evening.
Yeah. Well, Ollie and his players have a pre-season and a lot of preparation off the field, John. There's as much preparation goes in. You did pay tribute there and pay credit to those on your fellow board members, the volunteers, for the work that's been going on over the last couple of weeks, because that's key in getting everything in place and ship shape for the start of the new season.
Oh yeah, it's massive. You know, we take the thing along from the license and the people that worked on that, from the ongoing work that's on the stadium. The point, for example, 4 years ago, just over 4 years ago, we would have registered maybe 25, 26 players for the first team and maybe 20 for underage, I think. I mean, this year, between USL, senior, etc., we have registered over 100 players for Finn Harps. There's a huge amount of work that's going on in the background there. And, you know, credit where it's due to the people involved in it. It's not seen at times, but, you know, if you take the likes of a transfer, like, say, one or two, the O'Connor transfer, etc., the deals, you can spend 2 days putting that together. And, you know, there's an awful lot of work from an awful lot of people, as I say, the people that, and they work very hard. They're not, you know, the one thing that drives me completely mad when people say at the last game of the season, you'll be glad of the rest. And I've always said that everybody in the club will tell you, that's when it gets hard.
Yeah.
It gets easy, not that easy, but it gets a lot easier from Friday on. But when you hit the last, it's a complete, there is no break. Like, you're talking about boards meeting 3 days after Christmas to go through things, and many, many meetings like that. So I want to pay tribute to everybody there, and also the other people that we couldn't get on without, the volunteers as well that come out there to help us every Friday night, week in, week out, year in, year out. And those are the people that deserve huge, huge credit. And I just want to put on record for them at this stage, Dermot, how important they are to the club.
Yeah, yeah. And you're still enjoying it yourself, John. A lot of hard work. I'm sure at times it's frustrating. You'll be wondering maybe what you're in it for, but you still have that passion there.
I enjoy it. I enjoy what I'm doing. It's hard at times. There's a lot more requirements, for example, in registration now. There's a lot more rules and regulations. But I think you have to enjoy it. You have to enjoy it, Dermot. If you're not enjoying it, you won't last. It's as simple as that. I heard Keith saying there about maybe being a wee bit crazy helps in the football. I think being a wee bit crazy might help on the board of a football club as well. But going back to what I was talking about there, the frustrating thing is we're happy, we do the work, we register players, whatever. The annoying thing is the uncertainty of not having a guaranteed system in place year in, year out. That is an absolute killer, in my opinion.
That's relating to the structures of the leagues.
That's relating to the structures of the league. I mean, we had this, and the structural change was last year. We're talking, there's another group sitting down talking about now, should there be, where to go next? But really, I think that there is no League of Ireland secretary, chairman, board looking at this that wouldn't say, listen, let's have a plan here for the next 10 years. It's going to be whatever. You can plan if you know exactly what's happened. What makes it very, very hard to plan to raise the money, to plan to develop kids underage, if you're not sure what's going to happen.
Well, another season is upon us, but still no real progress on the new stadium, John, as yet. But you did say there in the press conference this evening that there might be some news on that very soon.
Yeah, there has been huge work by the people involved in that over the last couple of months, and I think they themselves feel that the thing has moved significantly. Paul McAloon has come on the board. Paul's sort of is a board member dedicated to that project, and he's working with the stadium committee, who done massive work over the years. But there is a feeling that we're very, very near a very, very positive announcement on that, Dermot, and hopefully in the next number of weeks. And I would hope that they'll find that anything is happening would be inside of the weeks rather than months.